Wisconsin saw youth voter turnout of 65% in the 2004 presidential election, a level bested only by young voters in Minnesota. History suggests that number will drop this November, but possibly not by as much as it has in the past. A University of Maryland-based research group known as CIRCLE studied youth voting trends in all states. Research director Mark Lopez says Wisconsin has a couple factors working in its favor, namely the large number of young people who registered 2 years ago.
Second thing is because of this governor's race, which is a contested race, and also it's a race that's getting some national attention. So I think it's going to tend to draw more people, not only young people, but adults as well, than was the case in 2002.
Lopez looked at youth voter turnout in the 1994 midterm elections to get a sense of what to expect this year. He says that's the closest comparison because it followed what he called landmark youth voter turnout in the previous presidential election. That year, 27% of Wisconsin voters went to the polls in an election that lifted Republicans nationwide into power. Since then, Lopez says young people have more consistently supported Democrats.
The Democratic candidate, no matter where the Democratic candidate is, will more than likely benefit from young people's increase in their voter turnout rates relative to, say, a Republican candidate.
Young people with a college degree are the group most likely to vote among all 18 to 29-year-olds. Their turnout during midterm elections has stayed relatively consistent over the past decade. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.